Hey, this is Jacob
and Shane
of Thunderwolf Podcast. A quick message before you begin this episode. Some things have changed since we recorded and released it. So at the end of this episode, disregard. We're no longer part of Magic Squirrel Network, and our new link to merchandise is teespring.com/awoo.
That's teespring.com/AAWOO.
So enjoy. Welcome to Thunderwolf Podcast. The god of moving tried to kill us yesterday, but my party rolled extremely well. We made it through the scenario and almost leveled up. We are here in the spare bedroom studio. Producer Cora is here with us. Hello to you, Cora. I'm Jacob. This is Shane.
I saw it, dude.
And today's guest is a great friend of mine and has been since the college days. My man, Josh Corkhouse.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Josh. On today's show, we're going to try to chill on some of the big topics we've been covering the last couple weeks and take it on a more relaxed talk, a walk, if you will.
Nice through, stroll through Podcastville.
A nice stroll. How Josh and I met.
Stroll would be nice after yesterday.
E3 video games and video games in general. Spooky stories, because Josh, you've said you've got a couple of those, right?
Indeed.
And maybe some more stuff we get to.
Marijuana Pepsi.
Getting thirsty right out now. There. You guys are going to have to be my energy today. I'm really tired, so I'm gonna walk behind you on the stroll. Make sure you don't drop anything, okay?
I appreciate that. It's nice. It's nice to have somebody watching our backs.
Yeah, that's what I can do. Josh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Well, you know, I do what I can.
You and I have been together now the last couple days.
Yes.
Moving everything,
it's
all
been
my
very
stuff.
Warm, very warm.
For those out there listening, and you know, we talked about me getting ready for a move. I have more than 3 boxes of things. I have a lot of stuff.
His couch fit in his new apartment. Good for him.
I'm a millionaire, and I have tons of merchandise and things to move. That's not true. It's just a bunch of boxes of shit that I'm learning.
Picturing like elephant tusks.
Oh, well, I do have a couple of those, ivories that I got.
Those are very heavy.
Hunted myself.
Yeah.
No,
various pelts.
I think you could consider my Russian coats. You haven't seen those. We haven't known each other long enough.
Am I surprised you have Russian coats?
No.
Not at all.
it's a big Russian coat from, it's a old Soviet Union.
Do you have the hat that goes with it?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I didn't see that, man. That's cool.
No, that's in another of the boxes. So I found this Russian coat and I'd been staring at it online for about a year and a half. This was a couple of years ago and I really liked it. This big Soviet coat.
Is it fur?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
What kind of fur?
It's like lamb skin with Russian fur. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably like
bear?
Wolf or something.
Probably.
I hope so.
And honestly, it might be. The pockets, there's no description of it. The pockets are just sewn in burlap sacks, and there's just Cyrillics, the Russian alphabet. Just, I don't know what it says. So it may be. I got it from a Russian guy. It took me 2 months from freighter. They had to boat it over from Moscow. I ordered the wrong one one night. I ordered it. I decided to get it because I was drunk. So I bought it, and I got the extra large.
This is why people don't know whether you're ever telling the truth or not, because it's either a true story about the fact that you have some weird coat, or, you know, like other things that you've said that are complete bullshit. It could go either way.
I will send you, when I get back to my apartment, a picture of this.
I'm just waiting for you to be like, no, this is not true. No, this is true.
It makes me look huge, because the coat itself probably weighs 10 pounds.
Jeez.
At least.
It was big.
How'd I get on the coat topic? Moving stuff, things. I have so much stuff and so many things that I didn't realize that I had until I put them in boxes and then, you know, had people who I'm super thankful of to come and help me move all that stuff.
He has a lot of books, guys.
I have a lot of books, a lot of just stuff, though, man. Like, I feel like I'm becoming a minimalist. from moving, from seeing everything we were talking before, like you said, not having stuff. I hate having stuff. I don't want it anymore. If you're going to buy me something, if anyone out there is going to send me gifts, don't.
You don't. You're not a minimalist.
Just send me money.
Yet.
No, not yet. You're not becoming even... like in spirit.
Okay.
He wants to be a minimalist.
It's the budding of the minimalist philosophy in my soul over the last 2 days.
Eventually you'll transition into full minimalist or you'll just keep spiriting.
Yeah. Do you think dead people are minimalists? If you're dead, like you don't have anything, so.
Other people have your stuff.
I said I wasn't going to get into deep, big topics today. You know, and some people, a bullshit one that I'm already trying.
Some people get buried with their stuff.
That's true. Do you think I could have a grave big enough for all the stuff I've got so far?
Probably. Just get a mausoleum. Just all to you.
Oh, that's a really good point.
You're welcome.
Where was it? I think Justin was here. I can't remember if we were doing his show or he was doing ours. Uh-huh. But when we were talking about the ways we wanted to be... like buried afterwards. Yeah.
We were talking about shooting different body parts in space.
Yeah, that was his show, not yours.
I've got to have a mausoleum then. Oh, yeah. We did it here, though. Yeah, that, okay, so it was
here. We did his show here.
Yeah. That's right. That makes sense.
You're welcome.
We were talking about, how do you want to be buried, Josh?
Me?
Yeah. Or when you're dead, what's going to happen to you?
Cremate me and, I don't care after that.
Just cremate?
Yeah, I don't want to have a body somewhere.
Do you want any of your stuff cremated with you?
No, hell no. People can have that. I already have plans for where all my stuff goes. I have a lot of stuff.
Do I get any of it?
If you're nice to Jeff.
But I'm a minimalist now.
Well, then you're not going to.
Yeah, just send me your kid's inheritance. I'll take that instead.
Okay, so you can get my dad's fun.
Oh, man. Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, let's not talk about death. It's early.
Well, you know, early for some, late for others.
Let's talk about, I don't know.
Everything's subjective. How do we meet?
Can you tell that story? Can you talk to me?
I can talk to you about how we met.
I'll jump in when you want me to.
Okay.
But I want to hear where we were. I want to hear what we were doing. I want to hear how we became friends.
Do you want me to mention specific places?
If you can, if you want. We've mentioned places. We don't have really anything against that right now, I think.
Because we were at...
Not until we get super big, and then we'll have to be super...
super vague.
Conspicuous, yeah.
And people have to come back and watch the early episodes to figure out things about you.
Yeah.
Find out where you live.
Burying context in.
Come start sending you the dirty underwear and stuff.
God, I can't wait.
Would you ever want that? As a side, before we start getting...
Probably mostly dudes,
though. What do you think of the dirty underwear shit? Have you seen, like...
Attractive women's underwear?
Yeah. No, it would be dirty dude underwear, because, like...
I don't want that personally. Mm-hmm. I don't want dirty dude asshole smell underwear. Mm-hmm. I think
I already
gross.
Have enough of that going on.
Oh man. I was trying not to break character.
Character.
Oh man.
We're just having a conversation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys met.
We met.
I've never met him before in my life.
How did you guys meet?
That's the story.
We were at Ball State University. He actually lived across from me. And
what was it,
I didn't
890?
Know. Yeah.
Davidson Hall.
Yeah.
Stu West.
Because I was 889.
I just remembered all that.
Yeah, And it was Studebaker West, and I just happened to be coming out of the lounge area where you hung out and, you know, did homework, but we just sat and played board games there. We didn't do homework there. We were coming out, and him and his girlfriend at the time and a friend of his who I don't think we've talked to, like, since practically.
Some of these story details we're going to adjust, but we'll keep going.
But we were walking out, and he was walking out, and he just randomly came up to me, and you know what he said? Jacob, you could tell him what you said.
Let me jump in here. So we were in Stu West. Your roommate, and your friend, girlfriend, I don't know if
now
you were
wife.
At that time. Now wife, but I don't know where you were there.
We were, I was currently stealing her away from someone.
At Ball State,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. One of the best dorms.
You stole a woman from someone else?
Not really.
Oh.
They were broken up and we were starting to date.
Oh.
Yeah. He had her in a box. He had her in a box with like latches on it, and Josh came in.
He caught the rebound.
Said, hey, I'm taking this woman. And it was nighttime, so the guy wasn't there. And then he took the box and he stole his
Just
woman.
Just rescued the princess from the right castle.
So Josh, you and your roommate and now wife,
yes.
Then
yes.
We're walking back
Lovely
from
lady.
The elevators.
Hi, baby, I love you.
You were walking
I know
back
you
from
listen
the,
to this.
You were walking back from the elevators.
Yes.
I was not with a girlfriend at the time. It was me and Nick.
Oh, it was just
we
you
were
and
coming
Nick?
Back from my dorm. and we passed. I was just talking to my buddy Nick, so I'll take over here. My
I swear to God, he was with a woman.
No, like, I wasn't.
It just seemed like he was always with a woman.
Me and a buddy were talking about playing D&D. I just got to college. I wanted to find people. I wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons. I wanted to find board gamers. I wanted to find people, and I didn't know how. I was super socially awkward and anxious then.
Little did he know he lived across the street, across the floor from me.
So we were walking back, and we had crossed them, and this motherfucker, Josh, and I, Josh glared at me. Like, it was a mean look.
I had a mean streak.
He mean mugged me, and I just looked up at him. And I looked at Nick, the guy I was with, and I was like, man, I don't know what that guy's problem is. We kept walking, and I thought, those three people look like people who were playing Dungeons and Dragons. So I turned around, hey. They turned around, all of them stared at me. Hey, do you guys play Dungeons and Dragons? No, I got real nervous at that point. And they're like, they looked at each other, and they're like, we were looking for a fourth.
It's true.
Dang.
And I was like, oh, man, this is fate. This is meant to be. Serendipity. And then we became friends.
We just hung out a lot. We actually only played that campaign for like 3 sessions before we just started hanging out, watching TV, and going and doing stuff.
I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, and I think I would really like it.
I think you would.
If you like pretending to be someone else, rolling dice and drinking beer, then you'd probably like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I like.
It's somebody tells a good story.
Yeah.
And then you're the players, and you can do whatever.
So
you
actually have to be kind of like a good storyteller to be that person, right?
Well, you have to the
to
person
be the
who's
DM
running
or the
it. Yeah.
GM.
Oh, and you're not actually playing in the game; you're just the storyteller guy.
For the most part, I know.
You're crafting the world, and then the other players are then joining in the world that you've made, and you actually are the driving force behind any non-player characters they're running. Like in video games, shopkeepers and quest givers. All that stuff is people that you would then be playing.
You, Josh, were our GM at the time, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes, I'm always the GM.
He GM or DM? DM, yeah. Dungeon Master, GM, Game Master.
You can't use DM outside of D&D because it's copyrighted.
Not the general manager.
Yeah, your general manager. But Josh is currently a GM for a game I play in. It's a Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Yep.
Sentinels of the Multiverse.
It's a card game by Greater Than Games, and they also have several other board games in that same universe, and they make a lot of other good stuff.
If I wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, could I just, and I can make up who I want to be?
Pretty much.
Anything?
Yeah. Pretty much.
You talk, typically the process, the etiquette is, you have an idea, you the player, here's what I want to play, here's what I want it to do, here's the rule book that I've recited from, and Game Master, this is my idea. So it's more of like, here is who I am, and I'm presenting it to double check and make sure that it's fair to the rules, to the storyline. Yeah.
Because you can't just have like all the powers or, you know.
Right.
No.
Game masters can allow or break certain things.
But you do
to that
get
game.
Certain.
Yeah. There's the handbook that has rules on creating the characters. It lets you choose race and class. You can choose your gender. And they're not progressive. Actually, no. They are progressive enough to have sex and gender and all that individually now, actually. D&D recognizes several different genders and sexes.
I think it's pretty funny that I've never had this thought until you just said that, but a game of fantasy species, races, magic has to catch up to the progressiveness of real world.
You gotta be a boy or girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's, in a game full of like elves.
Of
and,
magic.
Yeah. You can be a lizard person, but you gotta choose boy or girl. Not
that's
anymore.
That's kind of funny. I guess you could always break that, but...
What's it called when you don't have anything?
Non-binary.
Like when there's just nothing there.
Oh.
Oh,
A Ken doll? I don't know.
No, there's a name for it. Like what they called a gray worm.
Oh.
I can't think of the name, though.
People are just screaming into their radios right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I do it all the time. Every time I listen to a podcast, I'm like, shit, I know that.
I know that answer. This were only Jeopardy.
Man. That's why we need to get on Facebook Live when we do this.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That would help.
Yeah.
So people can interact.
You know, we've always done this from the beginning. As we come up with new ideas, we kind of talk about them on the podcast as we go live. And I really like that.
Well, that's also cameras because the only time right you and I talk in person is on this podcast, really.
Yeah, mostly.
We have a small conversation before we start. And then usually throughout the week, we're just texting and stuff.
We need to start doing a call.
Yeah. Conference call.
Yeah. Just a quick touch base. I like that idea too.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to buy time to figure out what that word was, and I can't not hermaphrodites both, so that's not it, but it's along the lines. What is that?
It's like a real
eunuch.
Eunuch, yeah.
Eunuch.
Yeah.
I got there.
You got it.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
But that's not necessarily, eunuchs aren't necessarily a person who doesn't have anything. That just means they've taken away your ability to reproduce.
Right.
Oh.
So there's still something down there. If you have nothing down there, that's probably like, super bad.
Like if you get your if you get your balls cut off.
Yeah.
Well, why'd they call... Oh, so that's what they did to him.
Yeah.
So he still had a weenie?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
They might have docked
they
that.
Might have,
can
they
you still use it?
Cut it off.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes because they dock those like you do a Doberman's tail.
Having sex without your balls there?
No.
It would be a strange feeling.
And can you get a boner?
I can't imagine having sex at all, to be honest.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yuck. Crickets.
Yuck.
Crickets. And then some tumbleweed rolls by.
Can you get... But
I'm
seriously,
glad I have a son.
Can you get a
He's
boner?
Adorable.
Can you get a boner? Sorry that I said... While you were talking about your son, I'm talking about boners.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge you. Like what you want. Just, I'm not going to let you run my son.
Nope. Thunderwolf is not going to be a pedophile podcast.
But, so can you get a boner if you don't have balls?
I don't believe so because you wouldn't have the testosterone necessary to.
That would be my first thought too, but I would suppose it could still happen because it's just blood flow, engorged blood flow. So, but does the testosterone create that?
You wouldn't want to have sex and you wouldn't be aroused.
I don't know. If you out there listening to this right now are in fact a eunuch, or at least do not have testicles and you are a man biologically, we're not going to do the pronoun stuff right now. If that is you, we need you to take Viagra and then let us know whether or not you can or cannot get a boner and then keep it sustained.
I love how the podcast that came on, we talk about eunuchs, boners, and apparently pedophiles. How great.
Yeah, well, we said no to pedophiles.
Yeah.
No
pedophiles. You took that right. I'm not talking about
I'm not talking about pedophiles, dude.
That's also hoping to talk about games.
Yeah, let's talk about games.
Please. So the games we were playing, we played games. We played a lot of games. We have the Sentinels game right now. We've played Dungeons & Dragons. We were friends back then. Josh actually is the one, Josh, and then subsequently Jeff, your roommate.
Yep,
and then
great guy.
Vinny, all three got me very interested in games.
Those are actually the people who we play with right now.
Shane, I didn't know if you knew how much I love like board games.
I did not know that.
I love them. I have
He's good too.
A lot of different games. When I put my mind to it and not just like hang
Can
out.
You, like which ones?
So you have your basic board games, right? Monopoly, Parcheesi.
So you like that?
Those things. I like those games, but those aren't the ones I'm talking about.
I was going
to
say.
Most of the time, board games, that's what comes to mind. You want to play Yahtzee?
Well, it seems like you like strategy games.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how much until I started playing with Josh. Josh and the whole gang.
We have lots of board games that put all those other ones to shame.
Josh, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it. We're talking about our origin story and... you taught me my love of board games and drinking.
Yeah,
I didn't drink
spilled,
then either.
Because
I
spilled alcohol in one of my games once.
So some of the games that we kind of play are very different than like your Monopoly. Nothing wrong with those. I'm not knocking those
Monopoly's
games.
Monopoly's great.
But the new games and this like there's... So you know how video games is super eclectic. You can get all kinds of different video games. Shooter, strategy, role
Board
play.
Games are the same.
Yep.
Board games are exactly the same.
Definitely.
And there's this huge indie motion, an independent push for all these game designers.
Have
oh,
you
no,
seen
it
that?
Is mainstream, man. It is a
completely,
huge thing.
When, would you say it was mainstream when we started?
Oh, yeah. It was starting to come up then.
There's a
it
place
was the
by
golden
my
age.
School that's called Midwest Games. I think that's what they
is it a
there.
Game shop?
Yeah, is it so. Is that retro games or is that like retro video games or is
I think
that...
it's like D&D and stuff because
oh,
I
cool.
see people in there like they have tables in there and stuff.
That's
oh,
really
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a board game shop.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out sometime. But let's talk about the Bang Night, if you would, Josh. Then that describes then still our origin, but some of the games that,
oh,
that
yeah.
we can go and we can go from there.
Bang's a really good game. I can't remember who makes it because it's in Italian. The whole game is in Italian. But the cards have Western figures on them, like cowboys and Indians and stuff.
Like a spaghetti Western board game.
Yeah, and it's all symbol driven. So you don't need the words. You just need the symbols, and it gives you a card to tell you what the symbols mean. And you play as a bunch of people from the Wild West. There's a sheriff, there's a deputy, there are outlaws. And you're all basically trying to gun down whoever you're against. The outlaws are trying to take down the sheriff. The sheriff is trying to take down the outlaws. There's a wild card, a renegade, who's just like, I want to take everyone down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a poker mechanic to that, like to the meta of understanding who each other are, the lies you tell each other while you're playing the spaghetti Western board game.
I feel like since I was a kid, I got into a lot of stuff. Like I was, like we talked about Pokemon earlier a little bit.
Pokemon's
I was really
great.
Into stuff like that, like Pokemon and superheroes. And
superheroes are also great.
That's like one of my favorite things. Like I'm really into anything superhero related, whether it be DC or Marvel.
We'll definitely start talking about the Sentinels here in a bit.
And I've always wanted to go to Comic-Con, especially in the one that's in California.
It's super hot and super crowded. I've never gone because I've heard nothing but horror stories.
Yeah. I mean, just a good one, really. I wouldn't mind just going to a good one because I feel like the one that's here isn't all that great. But
the ones in Indy aren't bad. I've been to several. I've been to all the cons in Indy. They're all pretty fun. As long as you go with like one or two people, you can have a great time.
Yeah. But what I was kind of getting at is like I haven't found an outlet as an adult to kind of like be able to do those things that I did when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And that might be something because I like anything that has to do with the Wild West. Super anything like that. So I mean, what were you gonna say about you say Sentinels?
Yeah. So Bang is one of the many games, and they're all.
I think I've got 100-200 different board games on that shelf in my house. It's huge.
Probably, and they're all different. So Bang is a spaghetti Western. Yeah. There's like Catan. It's a role play.
Why is it called spaghetti Western?
Because it's in Italian.
Yeah. Oh.
The words are in Italian, and then the art is Western. So it's a spaghetti Western. I did air quotes, which is great for radio.
The what is it? Good, the Bad, the Ugly, directed by Italian director Sergio Leone. And so they were all like these Italian visions of the Wild West at that time, like 40s, 50s, 60s.
Right.
Spaghetti Westerns. So Bang is one of those games. There's like Catan, which is you're a settler on an island and you have to resource manage. Ticket to Ride. Game.
You're building railroads across the United States or whatever map you happen to have because they have maps of pretty much every country by now.
Tons of different. One of the ones that got me into Sentinels was Red Dragon Inn.
Red Dragon Inn. Oh my goodness, that is a great.
That's
game.
A game we'll have to play sometime.
Do you want
to talk about that, Josh?
I could talk about that for hours. I love Red Dragon Inn.
And this is the transition into Sentinels, which is ticking your box, Shane, for sure.
Yeah, Red Dragon Inn is a game where you play as adventurers who've come back from adventuring. It's made by Slugfest Games, and you are an adventuring party coming back to the Red Dragon Inn, which is a tavern, and the whole game is you guys gambling your money and trying to get each other too drunk to be the last one standing to then win the game because you're the last one with all the gold.
Basically, you're a Dungeons and Dragons team.
Yeah.
And you all are different, all have different abilities. Maybe someone is super strong. Maybe someone's a magician. And it's like, what happens after that?
Yeah.
After we go through the dungeon and beat the monsters and get their gold,
they go back.
What do we do?
Red Dragon.
They go to the Red Dragon.
Because you're playing as those characters.
And then
that's
you just sit around with a group of friends who like that kind of stuff. And actually, in real life, drink while you're gambling and playing this game.
How long does, I know it can vary, obviously, but how long does playing Dungeons & Dragons take, the quest or whatever?
That depends on, it heavily depends on what the DM decides to do. Like, they can write a short campaign. They could write a multi-stage campaign where you meet once a month.
I was going to say it would be cool,
do a thing once a week. They could do a thing where you meet every day for a week. Like, it just depends on the group.
It'd be cool if you, did a small one and then went to the Red Dragon Inn afterwards.
I've done that before.
Yeah,
it's fun.
We've played some of those back to back and try to. Some nights we've got together groups and played like sequential games.
Mm-hmm.
So we played one game that leads to another thematically up into four or five different games.
I've been doing that for years, collecting games that would sequentially go into the other so I could have theme nights around. This is a night of adventuring. So we play a game where we're adventurers going through a dungeon and then. There's a game of splitting the loot after the dungeon, and then there's the game of Red Dragon Inn, where it's okay, after the dungeon, we have our loot, what do we do?
So then post that, when we were exploring all these different games, Red Dragon Inn, very character-based, which is something that ticks my box for sure. I love character strategy,
right?
Being somebody else forced in that perspective, and then...
Having to rely on certain... tools and
exactly
yeah.
something that person alone would have, and you can't just break that, so it forces the strategy development.
Oh, and all the characters are different, so they all play differently,
which is another similar thing to Sentinels, which is Josh, would you say that's your favorite game?
That is my favorite game of all time.
This is all you. You talk about what is Sentinels, the board game, into this like Dungeons & Dragons version.
Well, the board game they released was okay, but that's being redone and going to be released later next year. The card game, it is a card game. It's a box. You get a pre-constructed deck of, you know, cards that tell you what you can do on your turn, and it's based around a superhero. You are playing as a version of a superhero in their universe. They have like Legacy, who has the flying, the super strength. I'm not going to use the names of the mainstream heroes because that we're talking about Sentinels and copyrights, and you know, you're a podcast, you don't need copyrights,
right?
But
Superman.
But Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jacob.
Sorry, dude.
I kind of knew.
But there are. That's why I was doing it. I was doing it for the listeners because they could come to it themselves and feel good about themselves.
And then for those who are a little slow, give them a little kick in the ass.
Well, fine.
So but Legacy.
But there's heroes like Legacy. There's heroes like the Wraith, who's a female superhero who wears bandages and a skin-tight outfit and a cape, of course, because superheroes, it's spandex and inappropriate. Not really inappropriate. It's very tastefully done. But you play as these characters who have these abilities, and like the Wraith uses gadgets to, you know, solve problems and do things. There's all sort of characters. It's a game that has
Tanker, right?
Bunker. He's Ra. A giant robot that's military themed. Ra, God of the Sun, is he does fire damage. He does, you know, mystical things. There's the Angel Fanatic, who's like a holy avenging angel wearing all metal armor and a sword.
So tons of just different superheroes.
Psychics. And yeah. Like
it's
a huge game.
Yeah.
And there's like lots and lots of superheroes.
Lots and lots.
Yes.
Lots.
Like five or something.
No. The base set has five, but then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 expansions. And each one of them adds anywhere between 4 to 5 heroes and more villains. The best thing is you as players are all playing these heroes against a villain that's run by itself. It has cards that you just flip off the top of the deck and it tells you what you do. So you guys are cooperatively playing as a hero team trying to thwart the villain, and then there's a deck of environment cards that then tells you what happens in the area you're fighting. And
I think I would definitely like this.
Yeah, I think you would, especially the superhero themed version of it. Mm-hmm. Like that is what Sentinels is.
It's a lot of fun if you like superheroes and you like playing a game where you guys can just kind of have fun as a group and no one has to worry about trying to be better than anyone else. You just all get together.
You are trying to be the best you can be with your cards in conjunction to all the other players who are trying to beat the main villain. Yeah. And he just flips the cards, or she flips the cards.
Well, that's what I like,
which is great.
About superheroes more than superheroes themselves is the powers, the part.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like how you can use them and how they
Shane,
have weaknesses.
Get
yeah.
To figure out what you want to do with your powers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Super cool.
That is cool.
Did you want to go into the role playing game that we're playing?
Yeah.
Because that's,
an adaptation of the Dungeons & Dragons model where you are this character where you play and then your GM or your DM in Dungeons creates the story for you and you play according to the story. So separate from like the cards, which this is this limited scenario and you can play it again, etc. The open-endedness of the role play is pretty cool. And that's what Josh runs with a Sentinels game.
Yeah, you play as characters who are in this universe and can interact with the characters that you know from the game and fight the villains that you know from the game, but you can also play as characters who have nothing to do with those heroes or those villains. Or you could be villains in that universe.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's just cool. Like you just write stories and pretend to be whatever you want to be for like an hour and a half. Cause
some people love the like World of Warcraft fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be an elf wizard. Awesome. And in Sentinels, you can kind of bridge that. Like the character I'm playing right now, I don't want to give anything away for any of the others who might listen to this. But
I would love to know what of the listeners actually know more about board games. You should tell these guys and they'll get back to me.
Ancient, ancient Viking necromancer, like half dead. So it's a character I've come up with and, you know, same thing. Josh, here's my idea. Here's what I kind of want to play. So it's somebody who uses like dark magic for good.
Yeah.
Kind of a border character.
Oh,
so I can summon.
And you made up that?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
So I can like bring in the game, like spirits around me, ancient Norse Vikings, kind of like the Draugr on Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Also a really good game.
I didn't know if you played Skyrim.
I've heard of it. I didn't play it.
It's a
you
good
should
one.
Play it. It's great.
They have like six different versions of the same thing. So
actually, I think
it's pretty much on everything now.
Is it with
Surprise
dragons?
It's not on.
Yeah.
It's not in your pocket right now.
I've kind of played it. I think I started it and made my character, and then
the Dovahkiin Dragonborn.
Yeah, got
making your character. So it took like 2 hours?
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, that's what kind of turned me off about it a little bit. Is like by the time it was time to go to bed, I hadn't really accomplished anything other than making a character. So,
yeah.
But I really like I loved Red Dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that
Red Dead was fun. Oh, there's a cowboy superhero in Sentinels who manipulates time.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, anything with superheroes, honestly, I'm all about. So I'll definitely have to, I mean, I don't have anybody to play with, so I'll probably have to
They have an app on your phone.
Well, oh, really? I'll have a, you know, my place set up not too long.
Yeah.
And then we've got whatever. We could take it even to, I'm sure breweries would be fine with that. One night, get a group together and go play board games or something.
I would totally.
You would love Sentinels.
Yeah. So. I think I would. Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's got all of Sentinels stuff.
You can
on
play
there.
It on your phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's the full game. They have a trial version you can download for free and try it. And if you like it, then you can just buy base set or any of the expansions. And they go on sale all the time. Okay. It's also on Steam.
I'm a real social gamer, meaning I like playing with friends kind of thing more than the game itself in most cases. I tried the Sentinels. I did not like it on the phone because it was too small for me, but I really enjoy playing like with people.
Yeah.
The
but that's not
the phone version has crossplay between phone and Steam. So you can play with people on any device, literally, if you have the phone version or the Steam version, or if someone has an Android phone and someone has an Apple phone.
What's Steam?
Steam is a game client on
PC. I'm sorry,
PC.
I thought you knew.
Steam is a game client where you can go and purchase video games. And it's your library. It's your bookshelf, your store, and your library for all your video games for PC gamers.
Yeah.
Got it.
PC gamers haven't had physical media for games in a pretty long time.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I got out of the console wars a few years ago, and I became a PC master race.
I'm working on that right now. He finally broke me down.
Yeah, it's so much better. And some of this crossplay stuff, man, is really cool. I never thought I'd see it in our video game days growing up. Like, if you were an Xbox, what did you have growing up, Shane?
I've always been a PlayStation person. I just had the Xbox One X. I only had it for like 5 months.
There wasn't any good games on it for a little while. There still only are kind of.
I don't think the only honestly that's why I I loved Red Dead. I was obsessed with it.
That's a good game.
But there was nothing else that even came close for me liking. I didn't like anything. I bought Call of Duty, the new one. I don't like where they're going with that with all the like
microtransactions
and just. Yeah. Like, we get it. Future. I don't like the future stuff that much.
Yeah.
And when they make them into these characters that each one of them has like a special, like the thing I like about Call of Duty is that it's military based and then they're starting to get away from that and turn it into some.
Did you see they're re-releasing Modern Warfare now?
No.
They're going back to Modern Warfare. Like the next one is Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
It's a soft reboot.
It's the same title as the one before, but they're soft rebooting, like Josh said, and then implementing new things. And they said this new game, they're like, we're not intending to be controversial, but our story makes, do you remember the mission, No Russian, where you're,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
In the airport, you're the Russians and you gun down people.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to make that level look like Child's Play. I was like,
oh, wow.
Oh,
they're building this
cow.
Up. They're trying to build this up to something.
That's
to
a
make
huge
people
hype.
I mean, that's really
cruel.
Cool. I really liked that game.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just, I've always been a fan of, and I don't know what to call this kind of game. Like, what is Red Dead considered? What kind of game
it's
is
an open world sandbox game.
Like,
sandbox role playing game.
So I really like that. And I liked when I was a kid with Nintendo 64, was probably my favorite console of all time.
It's a great console.
Because of Zelda. And the open world, like
which
and,
Zelda,
Ocarina, right?
I think so. Yeah,
Majora's Mask is darker.
Yeah, I think I played both of them. Honestly, I was obsessed with like Star Fox. I was obsessed with Banjo Kazooie. I don't know if you remember Banjo Kazooie.
You know, Banjo Kazooie is going to be coming to Smash Brothers.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of. I had every. I think I had like 100 Nintendo 64.
So Nintendo and PlayStation.
I had Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good game. That is so fun.
Dude, I can go play that right now. They need to make a remake of that. I agree.
Pokemon Snap was
fun. You know, if we were at my house, we could play that right now. I have a copy of that.
Yeah, so Josh collects consoles.
I think I'm going to get a 64 because, honestly,
64 collecting is great.
I would have more fun playing that than I would.
Than the new Xbox stuff.
Because there's nothing on there that does it for me.
The games are actually going down in value a little, too. So you could pick up some stuff that you're looking for a decent price.
The place where you trade in video,
GameStop.
No, it's like the disc replay.
Oh,
so I was in there and they had a 64 and it was only like $60 or something. It was pretty cheap.
Yeah,
and I thought about getting one of those soon because I mean I loved GoldenEye. I was obsessed with GoldenEye when I was a kid.
There's got to be something cool about showing your daughter that too.
Oh yeah,
playing the games that you grew up with.
She would love Pokemon. Oh yeah, Snap, or Pokemon Stadium, or she loves Pokemon and she doesn't even really understand what it is. She just knows who Pikachu is.
That's all you got to do. You just got to love it.
Yeah, so I think I might go that route. But that's what I kind of want to get. Like if they need to come out with something like that.
Yeah,
like the 64 that has those kind of games that were just. I just loved everything about it.
There's been a lot of talks about potentially making a 64 mini like they did for the Super Nintendo and original Nintendo by Nintendo.
Yeah.
I love how I said Nintendo like six times and I was worried about copyrights.
Yeah. I think the Switch, I mean, is a really good modern. And I'm not knocking the 64. I love it. I think the nostalgia is perfect. And I think there's a place for nostalgia, absolutely. I think, though, the Switch is doing a lot of cool things to implement some of those old ideas and old games that you can purchase from the store. Is that correct?
Although the controller on the 64 was garbage.
It was. I mean, it was. If I wanted to combat that argument, it would be purely
When you're
nostalgic.
A kid and that's all you know, like, I didn't really...
You just work with it.
I loved it. Yeah, but now, looking back on it, it wasn't the best.
No. And the center console just became the nunchuck for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just like snapped it off, had the Z button, direction. It was perfect.
But no, like you were saying, Jacob, the Switch is definitely trying to do a lot of implementing games that people remembered, games that people have a feeling for, like Turok that was on the 64. Turok 1 and 2, they just remastered that and released it on the on the Switch.
Josh knows the video game stuff too. He paid heavy attention to E3.
I watched everything.
Yeah. So my thing was like... this Nintendo 64, if they were to come out with something like that, that's newer and has those same style of games, I would be all on board with that. But then I'm actually horrible at, what's it called when you play like first person shooter games online? I don't know. Like when you play with like Call of Duty online, what do they call that?
Multiplayer?
Yeah. Multiplayer FPS games.
Yeah. Anything like that. I'm garbage at it. Like I'm the guy that walks 10 feet and gets shot.
Is it the moving and aiming at the same time? Because my wife has issues with that sometimes.
It's just
sorry, baby.
I don't know.
Calling her out.
It always feels like I'm getting shot, and I don't know who's shooting me.
Yeah.
And I'm I haven't figured out whether running really fast from place to place is the key, or from going really slow and going. Because everybody I see is just like hauling balls everywhere.
It's the zigzag pattern. You got to move in a zigzag pattern.
I was not good at the console version, like with the controller. Yeah. Now that I play PC, like I'm not great. I'm not great, and I'm not one of those professionals you see streaming. But I've gotten better, and with the mouse and keyboard, it's taken
superior.
Me a while, but it's
it
so
is.
Much. Better.
Well, you know how people sit around and play Call of Duty and pass the controller around. Yeah. I've never been into that because I'm so garbage. It's not fun for me to play because I never get any better at it.
Yeah.
So
there's other games.
Yeah.
There's always something else you can enjoy
but
playing.
It's just. The storyline stuff is what I really seem like I like, and
I like
Red
story
Dead is
too.
The only thing that really did it for me in terms of
that's
like I just really enjoy.
One of the
game.
Downsides of PC is some games are not marketed to the PC yet. Most are, most everything is, but like Red Dead, it's still not on PC.
I really enjoy
no word of it either. Nothing. No.
Like more, Mortal Kombat and stuff like that too.
Mortal Kombat 11, I've heard, is really good, except you have to be online and they push microtransactions pretty heavily.
Yeah.
But I grew up with Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat when I was
Tekken's good. Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur was pretty sweet. Yeah, with Link and
Soul Calibur 4 on the GameCube.
They incorporated a lot of those cool characters that we liked.
Number 4 on each console, they had a different character. Xbox had Spawn, GameCube had Link, and then
Spawn?
PlayStation 2. Yeah,
Spawn's gonna be on Mortal Kombat 11. I
can believe it. And PlayStation 2 had Heihachi from Tekken.
Yeah. See, I kind of grew up with a little bit of everything because at my mom's house, I had the Nintendo 64. My dad got us a PS1. So I had it
Great
when
system.
It first came out. And then I had a PS2, which I think is Like, PS2 I played that awesome. Thing for that, the better part of a decade.
Until recently was still the one of the highest selling things besides the Switch. And the Switch, no, besides the Wii. The Wii is still the highest grossing console in history, but the Switch has finally passed up the PlayStation 2 by total sold, and I believe it's also passed up the PS4 by now.
Yeah, I love...
PS2 kept record over PS4 for a while, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I like...
it was awesome.
I loved Grand Theft Auto for PS2.
Which one?
San Andreas. Well, also there was...
Vice City?
Yeah, Vice City. Both
that was good.
Both of those were really good, I think.
And 3, wasn't it? Grand Theft Auto 3?
Yeah, 3 has been on a lot of things.
Liberty City or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played... I didn't play that one very much, but Vice City... And San Andreas, I played those for a long time.
That's another one of those open world sandbox kind of games.
And then remember Max Payne?
That was a great game.
Well, both of those are Rockstar, too.
True. Yeah. So you must like Rockstar games.
Maybe. There's multiple games that I remember playing when I was a kid, like Def Jam with the dudes fought each other.
Yeah.
I wish they'd make a new one of that, old school versus
they
new
had
school.
It at,
That'd be great.
They had it at Disc Replay, and it was like $80 because it was so hard to find.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a complete copy with the manual.
Mm-hmm. It was. It had the, yeah.
Oh,
I'm not. Oof. I'm not into racing games. I won a contest, a caption contest, though, for PlayStation Magazine, PlayStation 2 Magazine. When I was a kid, they had at the back, a picture from a video game, and it said, caption this. And so I submitted my caption for it. I won the award. My name was printed in the next month, and I was super jacked about it. That's they sent a package, and in that package, it was video game shirts and game memorabilia. One of the video games, what was
Need for Speed?
Underground.
Need for Speed was a popular game.
What were the racing games?
Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo was normally only on. No, that was on PlayStation 2.
It was. Yeah.
It was. It had something with the music was heavy in this one. And
probably Need for Speed.
Need for Speed's maybe. Way about
I'll
the music.
I'll correct it if
not. It's like techno. Mm-hmm.
It was really cool, and I had so much fun. And I know nothing about cars. We've talked about that. But it was perfect.
The Burnout. The Burnout series is also on the PlayStation.
The PlayStation 2 just it had that kind of thing, like the games on it. I'm sure they're great racing games now, but it was just something about that time when it was out that was just perfect.
Well, it's because that's when Fast and Furious was out.
Yeah.
And when Underground came out, they really went that route with being able to customize cars, and they had the Mitsubishi Evo. And all these really cool cars that you could do all the same stuff that you saw in the movie too.
Yeah.
And then race, because I was really into that at that time. And another game that people shit on a lot or people don't even know about, but I love from PS2 was the game called Bully.
Bully. I just got a complete copy of the Bully Prep School Edition. It has all the extra stuff. That's a great game.
I actually really like that. It's a strategy game.
Midnight Club 3.
Yes.
Midnight Club.
That's it. That was the game.
Dude, I forgot.
That was the game. Thank you, Cora.
Fun fact.
That was the game.
Bully's also a Rockstar game.
Yeah.
By the same people who make Red Dead.
Yeah. And I loved, it's not called Red Dead, is it? It's the first game that they had.
Are we talking about the first Red Dead Redemption or Red Dead Revolver? Because
Red Dead Revolver
came out, then Red Dead Redemption, which was a
prequel.
No. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a prequel to
Red Dead
Redemption.
Yeah.
Because Red Dead Redemption,
because
you
play
as
John Marston.
John Marston.
Yep.
You said that so that I thought something was playing. I was like, what is happening? But it was
perfect.
You could have just said Cora pulled up a sound clip, man.
Yeah.
No, she didn't at that time. That was all me, baby. John Marston.
You don't know what you're talking about, Arthur.
I implore you. What a great game. I loved it.
You're all right, girl.
That's one I did play on console because that came out. We were in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on 360 and PlayStation 2.
And the thing about Revolver was they did a lot of, it wasn't anything like Redemption.
Mm-mm.
Because
no.
It was very you fought a bear man.
Yeah.
Remember? It was a lot of fiction in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I love Western games, but Call of Juarez was not one. I did not like Call of Juarez at all.
I don't even know what that is.
It wasn't good. That's why you don't know.
It was a third party knockoff try to make that kind of game, and it didn't.
It was kind of a Revolver.
Well.
But Mark and I grew up playing Jet Moto. I even played the first Grand Theft Auto where the cars are from the top view.
Top down.
Oh, yeah.
And they
have
a Z on them. There's just certain cars had certain.
Was that PlayStation 1?
I think so.
Yep,
yeah,
PlayStation 1.
Yep. I played I mean, I didn't realize until we started talking about it, but I actually played a lot of video games as a kid. I had a lot of different consoles.
Think about it until you mention it.
I had a Dreamcast.
Oh, Dreamcast is so good.
I did not.
This is Crazy Taxi.
Oh, that's such a good game. Jet Grind Radio.
I've seen some of those videos from watching Game Grumps and JonTron do a lot of video game YouTube guys.
And so many good fighting games.
They had
a
zombie game, too.
They had lots of zombie games.
Yeah, I love a good zombie
game. They had a typing zombie game, Typing of the Dead.
Wait,
they
Dreamcast had zombie games?
Yeah.
What?
Zombie shooting games, yeah.
I wish I had a PS4 now because I want to play that new Left 4 Dead, or was it?
That game looks cool.
Where you have a motorcycle and they follow you, and like
there's
hordes. Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone.
Days Gone and Kojima's new game, Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Those are two games.
We don't know very much at all about Death Stranding.
No,
it's gonna be trippy.
I'm a zombie. I love that shit. Anything movie related, like Dawn of the Dead, any of those old movies, or any new zombie movies, like I love stuff like
that. We're just touching all parts of nerd culture today.
I love it.
This is a geek podcast.
All over the board. It's great.
Yeah.
I keep talking about games, guys, because I am an avid video game collector.
I was listening to I just learned who it was, but it was a whole podcast during the moving stuff. It's called, I think, Mindscape. So I watched this guy on YouTube, Destiny. He debates people online, and I really like it. He had on there, though, a guy who was debating, I think it was like philosophy and psychology. Sean Carroll. Sean Carroll's Mindscape is a new podcast I've been
listening
to. It
was really interesting.
And there was this whole episode. It was one of the more recent ones. I'm watching him, listening out of order, rather. He was talking about games and why games are important and what kind of culture there is inside of games when you have these role plays or the like metas. And they specifically talked a lot about like the board game Go, which is Chinese origin. It's ancient board game, and poker, and how AI technology is had trouble beating the best players, but now it has. But poker is still one of the middle ones. But there was still a lot of talk about games, exactly what we're doing, and the fun that there is in it, the questions you get from playing, and how you can apply these concepts to other things. Games are super important.
Well, it lets
I've always loved them, but I'm understanding more of that now. Especially when we talk about it. Like, we're talking about our childhood. We're talking about not just, like, memories, but our development.
Yeah.
That are captured with these games.
I think video games should be so much better than they are. I honestly think that, like...
In what way?
Just in, like... I'm not trying to sound like an old man, but I just feel like the games when I was a kid were so much better than... And with the technology and stuff, believe me, like the what you're actually seeing, like the landscape and stuff is like, that's crazy that they can do that and make it look real. It's just like, I just don't feel like they're coming up with the best.
The stories, right?
Manufacturers care more about visuals nowadays than they do about storyline or gameplay.
Yeah.
It's why we don't have a Half-Life 3 and never will.
No. Steam said they're never going to do that. They're never going to give us another Portal. They don't make games anymore, really.
No.
They make
That's
some,
a shame, man.
There are good games, I totally get what you mean, Shane. I don't want to jump on the games suck.
No.
And
I'm
know you're not saying
not,
that at all.
There's definitely games out there that I probably one don't know about.
Yeah.
And two, I'm just not like I'm just saying in my
the
head
stories.
For the most part, I'm not getting like, and then I'll play like Red Dead, and then afterwards I'm like lost because I can't find anything that quite. Does it for me like that does. That doesn't get me... I'm not bored within 30 minutes of playing it. Like, I tried Far Cry afterwards. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
And then I also tried... I tried Metro. Didn't like it.
Have you ever played Dead Space?
Uh-uh.
The first one. Mm-hmm. To your point of growing up with video games and how they've changed, and I really agree with you, they have. And to Josh's point, the manufacturers and the producers and game designers, I think there are a lot of people who do care. I think there are a lot of people who care and want it to be better.
Indie manufacturers.
But the producers and the companies who are fronting the money go, well, we don't care about that stuff. We just need it to hit a million people.
I even tried to go back and play Red Dead with the first one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Redemption.
And the graphics is why I went from being able to do all this crazy shit and the newer one.
Yeah.
And then when you go back and you can't do as much stuff and it looks... I just couldn't do it. I mean, I kind of sound like a video game snob. Like, I'm not playing that because of this. But I just wasn't enjoying playing it. You know what I mean? So I constantly, like, for a month or two, looked for a game that even did anything for me. I even bought Grand Theft Auto, the newer one.
Five?
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
You know how much Five has sold so much? It just keeps selling.
Yeah, because they have it, and they still have it as the normal price, or they may have just dropped it or something. But last time I bought it for the price, when it, the same price it came out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's been out for better part of a decade.
And it has a huge online community still.
Yeah, the online community is how I got into it. I've got some friends. He said he's been listening. I haven't talked to him for a couple of days because I haven't had my computer up.
Can you
couple
trust weeks. Him?
Lonnie and Mommy, two people, Chocolate Rain and Mommy, two people I play video games with. Met him from playing online. They gifted me Grand Theft Auto 5. And we played a couple times on the online, and it's just nuts. Like, the online presence, just people who live that kind of avatar version of their life on that crime world. It's cool.
Well,
it's
that's neat. The thing with Red Dead, too, is I've heard that the online is getting a lot better with that.
Slowly.
But I tried it in the beginning. Yeah. Like, the first week it came out, it was trash.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I heard about all the issues with the multiplayer on Red Dead.
Yeah.
What is the new one called? Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's just Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. Just a sequel.
I was thinking it wasn't.
Yeah. And the thing with that, too, is I feel like everybody that, like, the first week of playing online, someone would kill you, and then you spend the next 4 hours trying to kill them or killing each other back and forth, and that's all you're doing.
Yep.
So that
didn't give you anything else fun to do.
Yeah, and I would go into a town, and there'd already be some guy that has all this shit, like, all these nice guns and all these things, and, he's way better than I am. So I'm just this guy walking in town with, like, the cattleman's pistol, and he just
gets gunned down. Yeah, so that's how Mordhau was for me the first couple weeks I was playing that. Yeah. The sword game. Well, we've talked about it.
That's how I feel about Call of Duty,
I've heard
too.
About Mordhau.
If you don't get it in ground for Call of Duty,
you're done.
If Call of Duty comes out and I start playing it 6 months after it comes out, I'm going to suck.
Yeah.
People are just so much better, and they have so much more time to play it, that I'm just
or prioritize their time instead of doing a podcast. That's all they do.
If that's what they want to do, more power to them. But
I can't compete.
Yeah, no. People get these games day one and they dedicate themselves to just playing it and mastering it, and all they do is play that. And
that's how I was.
No one else can enjoy playing with them.
Apex, when Apex came out on PC, I got it ground one, day one. I was there. I was with a group of friends played with. We played. We actively, were trying, learning the new guns, learning the meta, this and that. And then we kept playing. And I was getting better. I was getting good. I could compete. There were still people tremendously better. And then I stopped playing. And then I tried to play it again. And I was like, I've never played before.
Those games either, like PUBG, Apex.
I got hard into the Battle Royale.
Just not into it, man.
I loved all of the Battle Royale. I think because it was so challenging. Because I'm not good at it. And so I was trying to push myself to get better. They're very frustrating a lot of times.
And another thing is about video games that's frustrating is I feel like I sit down and then I look at the clock and it's 5 hours later. And I feel like I've been there for an hour.
You can just lose yourself in it.
Yeah. And like,
how much have you got out of it?
Well, with me, the weekend being really the only free time I have, if I sit down and play a video game, I feel like I've wasted.
I totally understand you there, man.
Yeah. My whole weekend's gone because I just sat in what felt like an hour. It was really 4 hours so.
Yeah. Relationship, kids, adult things. You can't play video games for like 6 hours every day. I can't
play video games anymore because I have to go see the doctor so many times a week.
It's not my fault I'm an old man.
No, I'm saying me too, dude. Like, same thing. Like, I haven't played video games.
Jacob, you are not an old man.
I haven't played video games for like, seriously, a month or two. And
your computer's probably not
projects.
Set up.
No, it's right now. It's in the closet.
Yeah.
In both of them.
Pieces.
Video games are great, though. I love them. I love the story. Like, some of the best stories that I have heard or listened to or read recently, I think, have come from video games.
Well, that's why they end up turning a lot of video games into movies, because they are such good stories.
It's popular nowadays to turn video games into movies.
And I like how we live in a society, that stupid phrase. I think it's funny. But we do, and there are perceptions and connotations, and video games really have changed from when we were kids. I really think when we were kids, our parents' age were like, video games do nothing for you.
Yeah.
And maybe because it was Pong in their time, okay. But now they are a form of media.
Yeah,
definitely.
Kojima, and I'm excited for what's going to come with Death Stranding when it comes out.
Well, he wants to do movies. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Shane, you had PlayStation. Did you ever play any of the Metal Gear Solid games? Mm-hmm.
Good games. So well, not all good games.
Not all of them, but for the most part, the main story was really great. And Kojima uses it as a story, like Metal Gear 3, Snake Eater. There are so many cutscenes in it. You are playing a video game and watching a movie at the same time.
Yeah.
People cut the cutscenes into movies on YouTube all the time.
The art is great. Like, they incorporated music and the soundtrack development rather
than
just game
cinematic
sounds.
Games, right?
Cinematic games. And
like, what's the one that's an adventuring game with the guy is like basically Indiana Jones? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's like super. He's got like a little old, old school pistol.
His name's in the title, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Joshy boy. Where is this?
It's like Tomb Raider, but...
Uncharted.
Yeah,
Drake.
Uncharted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's his name. Yeah,
Drake,
yeah.
From the Uncharted games.
Yeah.
Those are good.
That's very cinematic. Like, they show, cinematic. Like, the crashes and, you know, like the Indiana Jones type stuff in a movie style.
Yeah. Dead Space, Kojima games, they all do that, and they tell a story. So you are getting a story. Mm-hmm. And what is the difference about playing, interacting with the story, or reading the book? I'm not saying one's better than the other. They're different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is a cool thing to see and note about our generation and where we are with games.
Yeah.
Yes, the developers and stuff, there's some criminal activity going on. Like having the players pay the game half price or full price, and then the players are the beta testers instead of releasing a full game. You have to play through it and figure it out.
They say it's early access, and really they're just like, hey, bug test this for us.
You pay for us to bug test.
Yep.
So there are problems, but there's some really cool stuff going on too, and the social values have changed.
They need to make a superhero game that's not based on already like DC or Marvel, like make a universe with like...
Fun fact, Sentinels of the Multiverse is actually working on a video game right now.
That would be good.
An MMO or what?
No, it's going to be a one-player experience where it's more of a tactical game, kind of like XCOM and stuff, where you're moving around a map and you have your actions you do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just think it would be cool if they took...
I'll let you know more when it happens, Jacob.
How they have, like, where you make your own guy, except you would be able to make your own powers. And
you can do that in the game I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Literally what you're asking for is going to be coming in, like, probably a year.
Sweet.
He works for Sentinels.
I don't. I'm just an avid fan of Greater Than Games, the manufacturer of Sentinels.
What was the MMO that you could do that? What you were talking about, Shane? It was
DC Universe Online.
Nope. City of Heroes.
City of Heroes.
City of Heroes.
Oh yeah.
That game did not.
I have heard of that.
Last very long.
No.
Why? Do you know why not?
People just didn't want to do like non-established things. They didn't find it interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still avid players. I'm pretty sure there's still a community out there, but it's not as big as they were hoping.
Yeah, I think it was trying. I think it expected to be like a WoW killer, and it was not. It was a superhero WoW.
I want like what you called like the sandbox thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But with superheroes.
Like, that would be nice.
Yeah,
we haven't got that yet.
That would be cool.
It'd take them 9 years to make it or whatever. But
right,
that's how long it took to make Red Dead. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. A long time.
And you know, there may be games that you're talking about like that. I'm not like perfect knowing about games. I just know a lot.
I wonder if they're going to get faster at that with the tech, or if it's just going to keep getting more and more undeterminably realistic.
The tech keeps getting more advanced, so it's costing more and more to make things. So development cycles are taking actually longer than they used to, because it's taking so much extra time for the people that they do pay to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's getting better and getting more advanced, so it's costing more. I've heard several sources say that it's almost unrealistic to pay only $60 for a modern video game, but they can't raise the price because they know it wouldn't sell.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like the game price of 60
is almost not worth it to pay for what modern games are requiring.
Maybe that's why they've kept it at the same price for digital, because I get mad about the digital download stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When I first did, the first time I had some friends I was playing Animal Crossing with.
Oh, that's such a good game.
Such a great game. Just
Nintendo games
just
are great.
Just a nothing game. It's a Zen game.
There's a new one coming out on Switch.
I'm excited for that.
2020.
When I first played it, though, I got it for, I think, the DS, 3DS.
So it was probably New Leaf. New Leaf. Oh, that's when you get to be a mayor.
Yeah. And I got New Leaf, and I wanted to get New Leaf, and it was the same price to do digital download as it was for me to go to Walmart and buy the physical. And I was like, so you're telling me that I could go to the store who pays overhead, and they have a physical copy that I can touch with a book and a box.
There's
and
no manual in New Leaf.
And, well,
we don't get manuals anymore.
We don't get manuals away from anymore. Us.
We but get advertisements sometimes.
Point is, I could go get the physical stuff and hold it. All of that processing fee, the manufacturing, the shipping, the storing, at the same price as the electronic. And I was really upset about that. And that was the first time that I started noticing, and I was really upset.
I made the mistake of buying all of my games for my digitally. Xbox, and then when I got rid of it...
Didn't have anything to show for it, did you?
Nothing.
It was all there.
Smoke in the wind.
Yep.
And they're all full-price games.
Mm-hmm.
And so to what you're saying, Josh, that it is...
Physical.
I had a couple hundred dollars worth of games.
Keep physical alive,
and
people.
And they're just on... Can you... Is that linked? Is that linked to your online account then? So when you sold it, did that person get those games as well?
No, because that's actually illegal, I'm pretty sure. Or you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give your games to anyone or your because it's on your Xbox account.
Yeah.
And you can't give your Xbox account to somebody else. And that to Xbox doesn't want you doing that.
That's criminal.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea. But if he had another Xbox and signed into his account, his games would still be there.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's garbage. So there's some bad things.
So
still
I have
going
games,
on
but they're only my games, and
you
the
can't
only
play
way
them.
I can play. And probably the next time I get a console, they'll have another Xbox out.
Yeah,
and it won't transfer because I have some stuff on the Xbox One. I don't own an Xbox One right now. I'm going to again. I'm bad about getting consoles and getting rid of them and getting them again.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a 360, and those games were technically for the 360, but they were Xbox One. I just messed up my microphone. Don't worry about me, guys.
Yeah, get that shit right up there on your face.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta.
Yeah, there you go.
Eat it. Just
you wouldn't do that if you knew whose mouse has been on that.
I mean, I've listened to the podcast, so I probably have a good feeling.
Yeah.
Cycle through. Just pick one.
Yeah. Mouths. Yeah. Well, I mean, some of those guys are handsome.
Yeah. If you do Thunderwolf podcast, that microphone, you're basically making out with everybody else who's done.
Yeah.
What's that phrase like that?
We don't clean it.
Right. Yeah, well, you know.
It has
a nice musk to it.
Yeah. We're very rustic.
That's what I'm weird about. I guess didn't you let Calvin use this, or did he sit over there? What?
I wouldn't say I let him use it, but I would say that he did use it.
Yeah.
Calvin
that's okay
made the
though.
Decision.
That's okay though, because I love Calvin.
He's a great guy. I got to meet him yesterday.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a fantastic.
Yeah, during
shout out to Calvin.
Calvin was significant help in getting the moving done.
Yeah. He's a big, strong man.
Yeah, bolstered the couches up. That thing was a beast.
Yeah.
So thank you, Calvin. Thank you, baby boy.
The thing about Calvin is, like, I strive to be the kind of person one day that everybody likes.
Yeah.
You cannot, like, I mean, I genuinely don't, I guess, care too much about whether people like me or not, but he just doesn't have a lot of, like, drama in his life with people, I don't think, because he's just such a likable dude.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, like, it sounds exhausting to be that nice or to be that cool and liked, don't you think?
Yeah. I can't imagine it.
Most people who meet me don't like me.
Yeah. I like you because
so
you have board
so
games
good.
That I don't have to buy.
Yeah.
So I just
That's my selling point.
Yeah.
I have things that people enjoy doing, so they don't have to buy them because I already have them.
Yeah, secret thing. I'm just a crazy sociopath, and I just manipulate people for my needs.
Oh, I know you manipulate me. It's fine. You're handsome.
Oh. Well, thank you, Josh. I really appreciate that, too.
I know. Flattery will get me everywhere.
We have been talking about games a lot. Do we want to? We had some other things. You said, what marijuana Pepsi?
Yeah, I mean,
we can wind down with some silly stuff.
I feel like in the grand scheme of things, that might not be
fit.
But I mean, we can do it.
We'll wind down.
It's just kind of a funny story. I thought.
I think so too.
All right, so there's a woman by the name of Marijuana Pepsi. Age 46, she has spent her entire life embracing the name her mother gave her. She refused to change the unusual name in a bid to prove to herself that overcoming obstacles is possible. She just got her PhD, so now she's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi.
How
good
about
for
that?
Her.
And she did her dissertation on black names.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just...
Marijuana Pepsi classified as a black name?
I think it's just... She's just saying that black people get named unusual things sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't really I don't have anything to say to that wouldn't
come off as racist.
Yeah, and it's and it wouldn't even be intended to do that. So
yeah, that's the part. Is like sometimes
I'll just let it be real poetic, and you can imagine. You decide.
Yeah, that's why I kind of thought
choose your own adventure.
Maybe not bring it up just because it didn't fit into what we were talking about. But
well, I like the jarring end.
Like a train hitting a brick wall.
Yeah. So that's Marijuana Pepsi. So that's her name, her real name, Marijuana Pepsi. Yeah. So she goes by Mary, you think?
Or probably. I don't think people go around calling
her
Marijuana.
She might be one of those
people. My name is Marijuana.
Yeah. Call me Marijuana. That's my name.
In other marijuana news, Nebraska is petitioning to be, I think, the 12th or 13th a state. I think
I think Illinois was the 11th.
So yeah, 12th.
Illinois just
to be fully rec.
Good for them.
Yeah.
You think Indiana's going to do it?
Nope. Nope, we'll be the last fucking one, I guarantee it.
Us or Kentucky, I would suppose.
Yeah, we're just going to be surrounded by states.
Two of us will just be holding out over here, I guess.
But that gives us a place closer by to go buy marijuana.
Yeah, Michigan's full wrecked now, too.
Yeah, so you can Michigan, go to those places, Illinois. But I bet it's pretty hard to get it back without getting pulled over, or they probably have some kind of...
Illinois police are nuts.
They are mean.
They walk the road. Our drive to Colorado a couple weeks ago... Illinois, we saw more cops the whole trip in Illinois in the little bit we were on 70.
That's weird. I wonder why that is.
They're getting ready.
They
running
just
drills.
Running marijuana drills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta stop those hardcore flower people, you know, carrying a butt of grass with them.
Yeah. All right. And then I don't know if we want to go the spooky story route.
We can.
Finish
up with spooky stories. Since we Josh said he had one.
We have a guest. And
I got a couple.
When we have a guest, we like to... have them tell us a spooky story. It doesn't even have to be paranormal. It can be anything that's just spooky.
Well, I used to work in a nursing home, right? And I worked third shift at a nursing home, so that alone is pretty spooky.
Yep.
But
all right, that's Thunderwolf. So.
But we would constantly hear or see little kids in the middle of the night near residents' rooms right before that resident passed.
You saw some?
I never saw them. But people told me they saw them. And
what were the little kids doing? Like playing?
I always heard them. Like it sounded like a little kid bouncing a ball or running up a street, not a street, but like the crappy linoleum tile. Some people said they'd see out of the corner of their eye a little kid just standing there, and then they'd look and they'd be gone.
I wonder if it's one of those things where you want to hear that or want to see that, so you're.
Because I would be walking up and down doing rounds at night, and sometimes see a dark figure behind me when I'm walking around. I turn around and they'd be gone. I'd be like, "Oh, that's fun," and then I would quickly walk to the next place I needed to be because I didn't want to be where I was.
So you personally saw some stuff.
That was creepy.
Not the kids, but...
No, like...
The
dark,
shadow figures.
Creepy figures, yeah. I don't want to call them that. I don't want to entertain
people.
That nonsense.
Shadow people.
I
shadow
know that's
people.
What they're called. I'm not entertaining
shadow
that.
Shadow people.
See, the thing about that is yourself. The moment that happened to me, I would not work there anymore.
I mean, I'd already been working there a year, and I'd seen it like 3 or 4 times.
So your 401k was already kind of...
It was just whatever. But the fun thing was, several times, residents that I was very close to, I would see them in my house after they passed.
God.
I'd walk into my home,
in the residential.
Yeah, granted, I lived like 2 blocks away from the nursing home, so I wasn't far. But I would see like them, they'd be sitting.
Do you got any more cream corn, Josh?
No. I don't even know. I don't even think they served cream corn. They had regular corn.
I like to think they do.
Yeah. Oh, well. Cream corn is delicious.
Yeah, and they have to gum it. So
Lord, most of them have teeth still. They just take them out.
Yeah. Those are called dentures, right?
Yeah. Oh. For some people.
What else?
You can call them what you want.
What else you got?
But yeah, it was the spooky. I'd see the people either sitting in like my living room, and because I work third shift, so I'd be home late at night.
Are you sure that you're not just crazy?
No. Well, or I mean, I'm not. I'm not positive that I'm not crazy, but.
So,
okay, Bob Lazar.
I'm glad you watched that, by the way.
So
tell me, were these, when you saw them, in what form were they in? Were they like hard to see? Were they?
No, I'd literally walk in and it would look like a pale version of them just sitting or standing somewhere. And then when I walked towards them, they'd move slightly and be gone. And I'd be like, and then I'd walk out of the room and do something else.
Was there ever any like malice?
I could never.
Like,
no, I could
did
never
you ever feel bad or like you were going to get hurt.
I could recognize them for who they were, but I could never make out their face entirely. So that was the weird thing.
So, like, kind of in a dream, when you know someone's there and you know who they are, but you don't remember, like, they,
yeah,
sometimes they don't have a fate, you know, like,
and to preface this, I didn't do any drugs at that point in my life.
Okay. So I just want to say that if this was happening to me, I would be freaking the fuck out and like think that I have, like, something's going weird. Like,
yeah. Well, I've had like creepy things happen to me for most of my life.
All right, keep going.
Well, when I was younger, I used to have like people talk to me when I was sleeping. Like, I'd fall asleep and I'd hear people talk to me about their problems, and I'd be like, "Why are you bothering me? Leave me alone." And it was not fun.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So these people, who was it talking to you?
I don't know. That's why I started drinking so much when I was a little bit older than younger.
Could it have been that it was like actually people and you were a kid sleeping?
Well, yeah, no, so there, like, wasn't, there wasn't people around me. Like, it was even in college, sometimes that happened to me. And it was just me and Jeff, and they would say my name and they would like ask me about things and ask me to help them with things and talk to me about things that I had no idea.
Was it your professors?
No. If it was my professors, they'd be talking about horrible things because my professors were not great people.
Hear that, professors?
You did you put them on Rate My Teacher?
No.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
If only. I would have done that. I would have done that so much.
Yep. You can go on and it'll tell you whether it gives them like categories and like,
yeah,
you know, like sometimes it'll be like a nice person, but they're teaching is shit or vice versa. And they'll have like people will write comments about them.
Is there a Rate the Student?
No, because I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
Because you can't say that your students were bad.
Why not?
Because that's their job. It'd be like conflict
to be students,
conflict of interest or something.
No, I had shit customers all the time. I had shit customers all the time. They were horrible.
Yeah, but you can't call them out. I think.
Well, maybe not directly, but are the students coming up like, "Hi, my name is."
I don't think you can get online.
Sam Samson, and I hate this teacher. Yeah. Or were they anonymous? They were anonymous, right? The Rate My Teacher.
Yeah.
You make up a nickname. There should be a Rate.
I don't remember if it's anonymous or not. But
Rate My Student, where teachers can anonymously talk shit about their shit students.
So lately it's been Rate My Student.
That's fun. Well, you know, I've got one more creepy thing that I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring up or not, but okay, you know, why not? We're already this far and I've heard people talk about like waking nightmares and being attacked by demons. So
yeah,
why not? We'll go there.
Sleep paralysis.
And I also took my glasses off and spent a minute making sure I was ready before I brought this up because I knew you're going to ask me about it. Deep. So this I can
gonna,
actually,
this isn't going to bring any kind of evil to my home, is it?
No, but I could if you wanted me to.
No thanks. Hard pass.
I know about some of that stuff, but we don't go into that. My wife told me that's bad, so I don't do that anymore.
Hard pass.
I can actually if I focus on it a little and have my glasses off, I can actually see a person's like aura, that nonsense gypsy magic people talk about that. Uh-huh. I think is nonsense, which is funny. I'm a skeptic and it's crazy things happen to me. That's the fun part, audience. I'm a skeptic. I think all this is hooey, but I've seen it, so like take it as you will. But I can see a person's aura, like the shape and the color, and I don't know what it means. I've never researched it because it doesn't bother me. I don't care. I just know it's a thing. Like, fun, Shane, you have a very smooth lime green aura. Take that sweet as you will. And Serby, you always seem to have a very like erratic gray aura, like a very light gray. always been a thing for you. And smooth. I called you Serby instead of Jacob.
Yeah.
I'm bad about not doing what I'm told. I'm a bad boy, apparently.
I said, call me whatever you want. So you actually
you want me to call you daddy?
I'm gonna put that
in my resume. Smooth lime green aura.
Yeah, but
you've never looked it up. You said
that's
right?
A good thing.
No, other people have, and every place you look, you see something different, and I don't know what it means.
So what does the aura really mean? Does it mean?
I feel like it's kind of your emotional state. From all the hooey that people have read to me, because I tell them that, and they're like, "Oh, let me look up what that is." Obviously, I'm saying white girls I've told this to want to look it up because that's the universal. Oh, I'm a white girl voice. No offense to the white girls out there.
Did you leave your crystal collection at my apartment?
My wife has a crystal collection.
I know she does.
And she sages the house whenever I do bad stuff.
Maya, did you see that? It has something to do. I got sage.
Yeah.
Where'd you get sage?
For the
apartment?
Yeah, they gave you they as a welcoming basket.
Yeah, that's pretty common actually.
Is it?
Nicole has done it to houses that we've lived in.
No kidding.
It smells good.
It's supposed
salt,
to just
salt the doorways, salt the windowsills, and burn some sage around.
It's supposed to be like a positive.
Yeah, it's supposed to ward out. Yeah. Does it ward in or ward out?
It wards out the bad spirit. So definitely don't salt until you're after you've saged.
The Native Americans, I know the culture, a lot of woodland natives did that with what they called smudge fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's
tortoise
a big
shell. You have the herb inside of it, so your sage lit and are you, it's smoking.
Are you talking about the thing my wife literally uses to do this?
Yeah, she
literally has those things in
That's
in
what
a
I
box.
Like about this house, is that I've never felt anything like that here.
Lucky.
And it's really, that's why I like living here so much, because I grew up in this house, and there's just no bad vibes here. I've never felt any kind of creepy anything here.
You know, I already said lucky once. I'm just going to say lucky again.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of the weird thing about moving in. When I was a kid, I lived in a lot of old houses, old shitty houses that were like, you know, kind of spooky.
Yeah.
And I always got like a, you know, I'll be honest, I've never seen any kind of supernatural or ghost or anything like that. I told you about the only thing was the windows would.
Yeah.
And that was one of those houses. It was just like a really old house. And I always got the feeling that, you know, something weird, just a weird feeling. I don't know how to explain it. Like there's this. Some kind of negative weirdness in the house.
Kind of an overall feeling of dread?
Yeah, kind of. Just something like, it just felt like something bad happened there at one point. But that's the only, but I was a kid, and you know, you don't really know what you're feeling. But
a kid, your emotions are still all like, I don't know,
yeah,
Pokemon.
But it was weird that the windows would be up. And we'd, you know, go upstairs and they'd be all up. That was, and I don't know if it was my brother just fucking with me somehow, but I don't honestly remember him like being like going up there. Like we'd be down and we'd go back up and then.
Yeah.
So that's the only really spooky thing.
I've had weird stuff happen, but I don't want to just jump to, I know it's a ghost. I know it's a ghost. Yeah. I am criticizing people who do that because
that's
why I don't
you need
think
to be
it's,
a skeptic.
I don't think it's, and I don't like skeptics either. I'm critical of skeptics because then
watching
it's like
you.
You're looking out to be skeptical of everything. It's just like I can be skeptical and I can experience these things without having to jump
there's some
to a
things
box
that are so foolproof that there is no need for the skepticism. Yeah. And then some people are still skeptical. I'm just like, all the shit's right there in front of you. There's no need for it.
I think it's, I mean, people want to believe in magic. You know what I mean? People want to believe.
Everybody wants their Hogwarts letter.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Everybody wants their Hogwarts letter.
Okay, now they can do that on their phones. There's that Harry Potter Go or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
I've seen people get...
Yeah, the Pokemon Go.
I've seen
Harry Potter version.
People get to the level of... They like that kind of world and those things so much that they just believe it.
Yeah.
They're just like, I love it so much and I'm in this world, so I'm going to believe that I'm a white elf or, you know what I mean? Or just what insert any... popular movie and or like people telling themselves like I have superpowers or
that's what D&D's for. You can go play that and have a good time
and not have to lie to yourself.
Have it and mess with your actual life.
Yeah. When I was a kid I was for sure I was a werewolf.
That's fun. Just
I swear to God when I was a kid I thought I was a werewolf.
What from?
I mean you're awfully hairy.
I liked
so
werewolves.
I can see it.
And I have sharp teeth.
Yeah, well I mean Thunderwolf, it makes sense. That's where I got the name. You must be a wolf.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
No,
like,
it's cute. It's a cute
because when
cute
I was
thing.
A kid, I wanted superpowers so bad, and I wanted some kind of like
I wanted Pokemon.
And
I get it.
Underworld was coming out, and I was
that was a good
dude,
movie.
I'm a fucking werewolf, dude. Ooh.
What? Who's that actress?
Oh,
it is a really weird name.
She's so hot. Kate Beckinsale.
That's it.
She fine. Yeah,
and
dude.
A black
especially
leather,
when she's all
the
pale
turn.
And
oh, yeah,
haircut.
With those blue eyes.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Piercing.
Yeah.
I thought I was a hacker because I watched The Matrix once.
Just like on your computer, like
hitting the keyboard.
Yeah.
Now, I watched that movie recently during my backing up and stuff. It was, I think, Underworld and Matrix were right around the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Turning so too,
late 90s into the 2000s, that whole weird like synthwave new stuff.
Dude, 9-year-old me just was like, anytime I saw a movie for like 2 weeks, I'm like...
Queen of the Dam was around then, too.
That was a good
vampires
movie.
And stuff. But mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah. I was all about, like, I left the movie theater, and I'm like, I am this thing now.
I am this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am the night.
I would just, like, try to look at the moon and be like, you know, tense up.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
I get it. Dragon Ball Z was, I thought if I just yelled long enough, I could turn Super Saiyan.
Yeah. Yeah, just like if you like close your eyes and concentrate.
Yeah,
I can freaking do this.
And turns out you can be. You just have to declare it.
Tell me honestly. I'm almost gonna say that every person in this room has done this. Have you ever like put your hand out and tried to move something?
100%.
Oh yeah, everyone tries to use the force. 100%.
I still do. I don't occasionally.
But I didn't see it as the force. I didn't have that in mind.
Just telekinesis.
I just have powers. Yeah. And I'm gonna fucking move.
I have a lot of telekinetic dreams where I can do that stuff, but then I wake up and go, boy, that was a fun fantasy.
I have dreams all the time. Like probably one of my most common dreams is me running, and then I jump, and I like going like miles, like the Hulk.
Yeah,
you know, oh, that would
like,
be cool.
And he's just like going through the air like that, and I slam into the ground. And a couple times when I hit the ground, I wake up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, and I was just like flying through the air.
Morpheus did that too. He could just super jump.
On those dreams when you wake up, do you check to see if your clothes are ripped and see if your skin's turning back from being green?
No, but I do make sure that like. You may have heard this or not, but I have, I always tell my girlfriend, I'm like, yeah, I woke up standing up again the other night. I wake up standing, and I wake up doing things. Like, I told you I was pulling the cords out of the back of the TV.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up either laying next to my bed or laying on the couch, or I'll get to another room without remembering.
While I was in college, my wife told me this. We used to sleep on those college beds head to foot so we could both fit and sleep on the bed together because we were in love and it was cute. We're still in love,
baby.
But
69.
Lord. But we would sleep there and I would sleep against the wall and she would sleep on the edge so I could swoosh against the wall and give her as much space as possible. Well, apparently several times I woke up in the middle of the night, got over her, went into the room, folded clothes, put them away, and then got back to bed and never woke her up. And she'd wake up in the morning and her clothes would be folded
and you
put
don't
away
remember
in drawers.
This. You don't remember.
No, I used to do stuff like that all the time.
That's actually great because you're getting sleep while doing chores.
And I used to talk in my sleep. My roommate told me that I used to run complete role-playing game sessions in my sleep and he'd record them and say, yeah, you were telling these great stories. I wanted to record it and listen to it when I was more awake.
So both of you sleepwalk and do sleep shit. Something else you guys have in common. You can't smell, right, Shane?
Nope.
You can't taste,
Josh.
Wow.
When I got my wisdom teeth taken out, they damaged a nerve. And ever since then, like, I can't taste and I can't really feel where my tongue is in my mouth. So I bite my tongue a lot and I have a slight lisp ever since then, which was like years ago. God,
did you sue them?
You can't. They make you sign waivers before you get your wisdom teeth out. Everyone signs paperwork. Yep. You don't think about it.
If you are the one who dies from the anesthetics, sorry.
Yep.
So how many people have asked you? Because
it's 5% of people who get their wisdom teeth taken out can have this happen, and I'm on the lucky end. Some people's whole jaw goes numb afterwards.
Yeah, I've seen where people start speaking in like Chinese and shit too.
Well, that's like head trauma. Like the guy who got a post put through his head and it changed his whole personality.
But this was something with the... It was like a... dentist type thing. Like they were working on their teeth and they woke up from the anesthesia talking in a different language.
Well, I mean, I've heard stories about people who got really high and then realized they could speak another language and they're like, oh wow, cool.
Okay, so how many times have you been asked, since you can't taste, can you smell?
I don't smell great, but
no,
that's
how many
not
times
a...
have you been asked that?
Because no one's ever asked me that, actually.
Oh really? Because every single fucking time someone's like, if you can't smell, then that means you can't taste.
I mean, my sense of smell is very dulled. It's not great. I could probably smell more than you can. Sorry, but
yeah,
you can probably taste more than I can. So
can you taste?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, Jacob? Really? Just.
It's actually, but I have nothing to compare it to, so I don't know if it's like.
So were you born with that then?
No, I got in an accident.
Oh, okay. Well, same. It stinks losing something you used to have, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not fun.
It doesn't stink if you can't smell it.
Oh. Jacob, you should go live under a bridge.
He's calling you a troll.
Oh, I know. He calls me a troll.
I do it constantly.
All right.
It's either live under a bridge or go eat a goat.
Go eat a goat, man.
Well, that sounds actually pretty good. I think
goat meat is
actually
delicious. We can have Greek for lunch.
Let's go get some Greek, dude.
Or Indian.
I'm hungry.
Dude, Indian food.
I don't want Indian food right now. I want Greek.
Let's find some Greek somewhere. Oh, dude, that would be
somewhere
fire.
Near me. Find a good Greek.
He doesn't care. He can't taste it.
Yeah, he can't taste it.
Yeah, right. I don't care.
Give me a
Shane,
shawarma.
You can come too. I like you.
I appreciate
that. You're a nice guy.
Thanks, man.
You have the approval.
I don't know if I've said this, but I'm an avid listener of this podcast, and being able to be on the spare bedroom theater and
Well, spare bedroom studio.
Studio.
Do you even listen?
I wish this was a theater.
In my mind, we're in this grand theater, and it's
welcome
amazing.
Welcome to the spare bedroom
theater with the live audience and your lovely producer Cora. She's so nice.
We actually got through again everything we said we were going to talk about. I like this trend we got going, man.
Thank you for letting me on. This is lovely.
Really good. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good transition for you. We're at 1:23. Time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Josh, this is yours. What's going on in your life? Where can people find you if you want them to find you?
Oh, I need to start
specifying that. Okay.
If you're an avid gamer and you're near me, you already know me. Come play games with me. Otherwise, just
fuck off.
Well, no, go out there, play some video games, guys. Play some board games. Support your local shops and keep physical alive, because collecting physical stuff is fun.
I agree. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, says the minimalist, the spirited minimalist.
Wow. Yeah, the spirit. Don't give me stuff, please. Don't give me stuff.
I don't want any more stuff. I want
time with people.
He wants activities.
Time with people, and if you feel like you need to give me something, give me money. Give me money or time with you. Time
just
with
buy
me.
Buy him lunch.
Yeah, go buy me lunch and then give me like $100. No there more you. Stuff. Thank
I don't
you.
Have $100.
Thank
sorry.
You. Josh, thank you so much for coming on, dude.
It was a
really
delight.
Appreciate you helping me out the last couple days moving. This opportunity just worked itself out, and you coming on talking about games. I'm sure we'll have you back on and talk more games. Maybe bring some other people
it was
on.
Super good to meet you, man.
Do some of that stuff.
You also are a cool dude.
So
next time I visit, I'll have to bring some games and we'll have to try some stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I want to play this
and then talk about
Sentinel thing really bad now.
That's like a blood oath right there. Like,
yeah, I mean, Josh is taking this serious. So,
I love
Sentinels.
We'll definitely play
it. I'll play all day, baby.
That's our show. Now for the end stuff. What do we got? Next week's guest, none other than Frosty the Snowman. You know, holy thanks to climate change and
that's
shit,
cool.
We can get that to happen.
Don't forget to tell me to turn the AC up.
We
don't want what happened last
we can't
time.
Do it in my apartment right now. Merchandise. We have t-shirts, and what else do we got? We got pillowcases, towels,
phone cases, yoga pants,
all of it,
pillows, tapestry.
We have all of that available on teespring.com. that's
teespring.com/thunderwolfpod
pod. We have so far 3 people have purchased things from us. And the rest of you better get in shape, because I am losing money on this. that's my pitch.
I am losing money on this.
So please support me before I become homeless. Thanks to Magic Squirrel Network. Magic Squirrel is an independent network for gamers and podcasters. Wednesday, they had a live show.
I know.
I was packing, so I could not go to it. Juice in the Morning showed up, and they were there to help, and I saw a lot of their posts about it. Really cool. Apparently, the turnout was great, and they had fun.
Cool.
MSN is a... can we say that? Yeah, we can. MSN features one show a month. At the end, we put a bumper out there for them, support each other. This month, this is the last one that we'll have for this month, and then next month starts somebody new.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is next month, but again, this month is Juice in the Morning.
Yeah, so Juice in the Morning.
Pound for pound. Best
pound
podcast
for pound.
Besides us.
Yes, and there's nobody who is ever going to touch us, and if you think you will, ow-oo.
Mm-hmm.
Jane,
ow-oo.
Where are we found?
We are found on Facebook at it's just at Thunderwolf Podcast. And then Instagram, we are Thunderwolf_podcast. And then for Reddit and Twitter, I don't know. I think you know those.
Yeah, I've got those. It's Twitter, Thunderwolf Pod, and Reddit, Thunderwolf, I think, _pod. I haven't been using those two. I've been trying to build up on the Facebook, which there's a lot of you out there who's contributing memes and liking, commenting on our stuff. So awesome. Send us a message with what you want to talk us to talk about. We'll go through those messages, kind of put some pieces together, and say thank you to our listeners. We have something like 900 total listens now, total plays on the show. So thank you guys for that.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready to hit 1,000.
Getting ready to hit 1,000. We'll do something special, like do another episode. we'll get there. We talked today to finish up some of our ideas to go back about doing a Facebook Live, start breaking into some video stuff, putting that out there with so you can see our faces while we do this. And then you'll go, wow, Damn, holy shit. How did I not?
That's what these guys look like.
Wow.
They're not wolves.
Hot.
I'm a wolf. I'm a werewolf.
He's been a wolf since he's been a kid.
These guys, I don't know.
And time's up.
Goodbye.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Juice of the Morning here. We are Unpredictable Talk Radio for Indianapolis. If you want to follow us on social media, our Instagram is at Juice in the AM. Our Twitter is at Juice in the AM. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Juice in the Morning. If you want to follow us personally, where can we find you, Johnny?
If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at JB_Juice in the AM. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, it's Jonathan D. Boughton. If you can't spell my last name, that's your own fault.
And since I am the Juice himself, you can follow me at Juice85OR7 on all social media. Once again, you can find us on podcast apps such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Google Play, and you can stream us on Spotify.
Time to blast off, and we'll see you in space, bitches.
Juice in the Morning.